Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 29, Forgiveness of Sins. Psalm 32, 1-2, NIV. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. End of verse. What a tremendous blessing it is to have our sins forgiven by God. What a marvelous sacrifice Jesus made so that we could be forgiven. How wonderful is God's grace. Forgiving others when they sin against us is something we are individually responsible for doing, per chapter 22. But us forgiving each other doesn't save us. It is God's forgiveness of us that makes salvation possible. This is something only God can do. We should keep in mind that forgiveness of our sins is possible only because Jesus shed his blood for us. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 10:4, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Matthew 26:27-28, and he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. End of verses. It is because of God's grace, because of Jesus shedding his blood, that our sins can be forgiven. There is nothing we can do to earn forgiveness by God. It is something we receive freely from God through faith in Jesus. While Jesus' sacrifice is sufficient for the forgiveness of all the sins of everyone, it is clear that not everyone's sins are forgiven or will be forgiven. Forgiveness of sins is a gift from God to those who are saved, to those who turn to God in repentance and have faith in Jesus, per chapter 16. We must each believe in the Lord Jesus, Acts 16:31, for our sins to be forgiven. Otherwise, God's wrath remains on us. John 3:36, NIV, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. End of verse. Further, if or when we sin after becoming followers of Jesus, we are to confess our sins to God. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. End of verse. Finally, forgiveness of sins is central to the good news that is to be preached. Luke 24:45-47. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. End of verses. Thank you, God, for forgiving all our sins through Jesus. For further reflection, Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive men when they sin, Mark 2:1-12, and Luke 5:17-26, who can forgive sins? Acts 10:43, forgiveness of sins through his name. Acts 26:15-18, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14, for he has rescued us.